Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! How's everybody doing today on this wonderful, wet, oh, gosh, wait a minute. The sun is out. Holy cow. Friday. My name's Tom Voris, and this is Shut Up and Eat. Glad to be here. Catching up. I was actually gone for a couple weeks. I'm sure nobody missed me, but I'm used to that. Hey, on the show, we actually have restaurants from a local area here that, well, one, work with Choices to You, which is a great thing, and also have some great stories to tell, and we just like to get you to know the owners or the management of these different restaurants. So with me today on the show is Stephen Burge with Johnny's Pizza in Lawrenceville.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Good, good. And I see you brought us a couple pizzas.
I did.
We'll take pictures, but we're also going to eat them.
I hope so.
Yeah, trust me. That will happen. So, got to ask, first question, how long have you been with Johnny's?
I've been with Johnny's more than just the owner. I actually started Team Trivia, actually, with Johnny's in 2007 down in Conyers, Georgia. And I did that for about 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And one day the owner came to me and said, "You want to buy this place?" And he didn't say it in those exact words, but he was upset. I'm going to buy this place. But I said, sure. And I know he was joking, but he told me how much. And I was like, well, that's not as much as I thought it would be. He said, oh, well, I'm joking. I'm not really for sale. So he said that he knew of another place for sale. And I looked into it, and I thought, I'll give it a try. Why not? I was teaching at the time, so.
That's right. You were a teacher.
I was, 21 years.
Oh, wow.
Chemistry and physics.
So. Chemistry and physics, and now pizza.
Yeah. It's a strange connection. But
yeah, just some kind of, oh, man. I could just.
The mad scientist there at the pizza making.
Yeah, it's cooking's chemistry, right?
Hey, there you go. This is true. This is very true. So now you've had this store for how long?
I actually quit teaching the middle of 2015. Well, I'm sorry, the end of 2015, the middle of school year, 2 weeks the last 2 weeks of 2015. Yeah, and then been with it ever since. It's been good. Really good.
Yeah, and you and I met via a great foundation called the Amanda Riley Foundation.
Oh yeah, I am Barbara Riley.
Yes, we had. I remember walking into your store the very first time, and I saw the plaque up on the wall.
Yep.
And I was like, yep, I got to meet this guy. I got to meet this guy. Now, I know when they've posted on there, I mean, Johnny's itself has been around for quite a long time.
Yeah, it's been around for, I think, was it 1977, I believe?
Holy cow. Yeah. Didn't know that long. Okay.
Yeah. I hope I'm getting the year right.
Don't worry. You'll hear from the lawyers.
Yeah.
So it is truly, though, a family restaurant.
It is. Our specifically is truly. But most Johnny's franchises, I think, are family-run restaurants.
Right. But you have, again, going back with the Amanda Riley Foundation, I could tell at that point, you cared a lot, about kids.
I have a lot of them.
Yes. And yes, you do. You have, I think, a basketball team.
I have seven children.
Wow.
I have six boys and one girl. The last one was a girl.
Amazing, amazing. But there's a little bit more to that. You're caring for children and family. How many of them are adopted?
I have four officially adopted. So four adopted and three biological children. I hope I'm doing the math right. Well, technically it's his, hers, and ours. So I was married before and we adopted three children. I had one biological. And then we divorced. And then I met my wife who had a son at the time. And I ended up adopting him, actually. And then we had two children after that. So,
well, that
his, hers, and ours. So,
yeah, but you know what? The fact that you stepped in, well, and you stepped in with foster kids,
I did.
And we've made them. I mean, you don't. You hear too many of the other. It's good to know that there's the ones that you know you love them.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I've seen pictures.
They're all my own.
I've seen the pictures. I have seen the pictures. Very diverse group too. Well,
they are. It's an odd bunch, but no, they're great. They're fantastic children. But they're all really great. And I mean,
are they always fantastic children?
I say that on radio, but no, they're fantastic. They're really good. They all have their issues, and just like regular kids. So they're a great bunch.
What's the ages? I'm really putting you on the spot.
Yeah, it's all right. Ty is my oldest. He's 21. He worked with me.
Okay.
And then Martin is 18. He just graduated and might be going into the military. We're working on that right now.
Awesome.
And I said he's 18. And then Stevie, he is 15. And then there's Josh. He'll be turning, he's 14. And then, oh, God, I'm going to mess that up. I'm going to do the math in my head. Yeah.
All right. We have time.
Yes. All right. And then who do I have left? Oh, goodness. I have Tom. He's just turned 12 yesterday. And Anderson, he's 9. And then we have Alyssa, who's 6.
And so the youngest is the daughter.
She's, yeah. Oh, the princess.
Oh, man. I was going to say, wow.
Yeah.
So your oldest is working with you now. Yeah. And some of the other ones, they work there.
Martin was working with me for a little bit. He does some dishwashing and general maintenance stuff. He helps me out a little bit.
Dishwashing. Yeah, I like to get it right. Hey,
just because you're the owner's kid doesn't mean, you know, the pennies.
That's right.
Well, that's cool.
And Stevie would love to come work, and he's just a little too young right now, but he does a little bit. And Tommy's the one who really wants to work there.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. They all. Anderson, Josh wants to know it all. And Josh is really into electronics. And so if I have a TV problem, he comes over or says it over the phone and tells me how to fix it. He's amazing with electronics. Amazing with electronics.
Wow. I may need to borrow him once myself. And so I guess they all like pizza.
They love pizza. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pizza goes it's every day. Pizza's
breakfast,
great.
Lunch, dinner, the whole thing. Yeah. All right. But you guys have more than pizza.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We have.
So
I wish
enlighten
people would,
me.
You got to check out our whole menu here. We have fantastic pizza. It's hand tossed, it's cooked, baked in a brick oven. It's made fresh ingredients. We make our sauce, we make our dough on site. What is really good, which I wish more people would try, are our subs. Our subs are fantastic. Mm. We have the Johnny Special. It's an Italian sub, but it's so good. And all our subs are baked. You don't have to get them baked, but they're baked. And the bread is excellent. And we just have really, really good subs and wraps. And then we also have a great a lot of pasta dishes, and we have some really good appetizers. I mean, everybody
loves.
We have
salads, too.
We have salads. Our salads, I pride ourselves, pride myself with the salads because I handpick that lettuce. I pick it twice a week.
I'm
I
trying to envision
I hand pick. I hand select, I should say.
I was going to say, do you have them do an audition? Or,
yeah. You know? But I make sure that lettuce is fresh, and we cut it in the store, so it's
okay.
We make sure everything's nice and fresh and crisp.
I can attest to the sandwiches because, I mean, I always tell people I'm not only owner of Choices to You, but I'm one of its top customers.
Right.
And we have ordered from Johnny's several times. The pizza, obviously great. And, yes, we've had the subs. My wife, she's part rabbit, so she's always doing the salads. So, yes, guys, if you have not tried anything other than the pizza, you're missing out because they have got a really great selection over there. Lots of good food, all different types. Now, we were talking off air, hopefully not all recorded, about doing a little festival, something about pizza and contest and eating.
Well, I'm hoping to get together. I don't know if that's going to pan out this year or not.
I'm figuring I'm going to throw you under. I'm going to yeah. you mentioned this. So I'm going to go.
Well, I want to have a festival. I want to do a pizza eating contest.
Well, you have this beautiful new patio to use for that.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to come out for the patio.
You have to. And if you have, just look at the pictures on, you know, you can see pictures of it on Facebook, but it does not do it justice. You've got to go there, sit there, and it's really nice. But now your contest idea came from.
Oh, that's. I'm stealing.
What's the name of that place over there? Coming.
I'm stealing my brother's idea. My brother owns a restaurant or a donut shop called Dutch Monkey Donuts, and then he and his wife.
What was that name again?
Dutch Monkey Donuts. It's in Cumming, Georgia. It's named after their daughter.
Sort of. We won't go there. He does a donut eating.
He does July 4th. He does a donut eating contest,
right.
And supports the Blood Cancer Foundation. And he has a lot of fun with it. And
Can you not?
Oh, it looks fun. I want to enter it one day. I'm always out of town.
I'd like to do that myself. That would be, you know, my excuse to say, but honey, I, it was for a good cause. I had to eat 30 donuts.
Right. If you could get 30, Tom, you'd win.
We can dream, right? But then again, you don't know. But now the pizza eating would be just as cool. I think that would be it'd be a fun event.
I think we could do that. Pizza and garlic knots. Everybody loves our garlic knots. Mm-hmm. I think we could do a double eat, all you can, or not all you can eat, but a how much could you eat contest.
You can kind of have like one to two. You could almost, you know, one contest for the garlic knots and then one contest for the pizza.
I think we could do that.
Yeah, and then the two have to, switch.
Oh, I think it would be fantastic. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, folks, it's great to be back. Like I said, I was gone for a couple weeks, actually. Was on a trip, and I'd like to say I missed everyone, but I would be lying. But do want to remind everybody that our show is presented by Priority One POS, which provides merchant credit card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. So basically, just remember, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit processing merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're a team partner willing to help. Okay, I have paid the bill. And yes, we are also brought to you by Choices to You, which is your local restaurant delivery service. I know I always seem to forget to just bring up my company. I don't know why. I feel we definitely do a better job than some of the other companies, not mentioning any names. Because our drivers and our people care. We are local. You call our office, you get somebody here. What?
What was that?
We're local. Oh, Uber? I didn't say that. our drivers all use insulated bags to keep the food warm and fresh. Also have either a shirt with a name or an indoor name tag so you know who's coming to your door. Again, Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. And we are so proud that we also work with Steven and Johnny's over there in Lawrenceville.
You know, one thing I got to say about Choices is I've never had a complaint from a delivery from Choices. Now, they may not be getting it, but I don't know.
No.
But I never hear any complaints from the customers.
That's awesome.
And that speaks volumes. You know,
appreciate
my
that.
Own delivery drivers. Every now and then we get a complaint, but we get, we don't have the volume of drivers that Choices has, and it's been fantastic since we joined with you, Tom.
I appreciate that. I mean, believe me, it's been same way over here. I mean, working with you guys. I mean, the communication has been awesome. You know what? And I thank you for saying that about that. And I'll give you that $20 later.
Thank you.
No problem. But. You know, being local, we want if we've done something, messed it up. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's times that some driver may make a curve and the cheese goes from one side to the other. Mm. If we do something like that, we want to know about it. We want to make it right. Okay, and
we stand behind what we do. And again, you get somebody here, local, which to me is very important.
Wow. Yeah.
So, okay, what you run specials. I see the stuff on Facebook, especially with your tap beer. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's bring that up too, folks. They got a serious, serious selection of beers over there.
We got 21 taps.
21 taps.
Most of them are dedicated to craft beer. I think we have three or four that are just, you know, your run-of-the-mill beer. But we have all these craft beer, and we don't just keep the same ones on. We change them out so often. I was just looking in the cooler this morning. I have 9 kegs in there.
Oh, my gosh.
That we need to tap into that are all craft beer.
Uh-huh.
And so they will be rotating through. And then I have a great beer guy named Max. Max comes in there, and he sings every now and then on Thursdays. And he does a fantastic job of rotating those beers and finding some unique beers. And we don't just do what everybody else has. You will find some unique stuff at our location. And we do what's called the Untapped app. And if you get onto Untapped, I wish I could spell it right, and I don't think I'm going to spell it right, but it's Untapped. I'm sure you guys will know it. You guys, your beer people out there will know it. But go on Untapped app, and it will tell you what's coming on or what we have on.
Oh, cool.
And so a lot of people follow that. So people come in just to try our craft beer. You guys can also come in and get a sample if you want just a little sample of it, taste before you try it, before you try a whole one. Come
ID
on.
ID is needed, though.
Yeah.
So but now what specials you guys got going during the weeks?
Specials. Week. Well, Mondays is $10 pizzas, large. So you guys can get that. That is still running. We just ended our summer menu. And we had some really good items on there. We had a spinach artichoke dip and chicken buffalo dip, which you can still get the chicken buffalo. We kept that on. The flatbread pizzas, they're great. We have lots of seasonal items on there. But then we're going to start another fall menu, and I think it's October, might be September. I wish I knew.
I hope you got people to take care
of that. Yeah, people take care of that for
okay,
me.
Okay, you're just the face. Okay, cool.
You know, you're putting on the spot. But we'll put that out in the fall here, and it'll have a soup on it this time. I think it's chili. Chili this time. Last year it was a great soup. We did a tomato basil soup. Oh my gosh, that was so good. It was a cream of tomato soup, and it was fantastic. I had that for lunch every day.
So. But you're not going to have it this year, so why are you talking about it?
You can always ask for it. I can make it.
That's the off
menu item.
I can make
it on the spot.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So if you remember it and you want to have it, I'll make it for you.
See that, guys? You go there. I mean, you get to know the owner, and you know, he might be able to pull a couple strings for you.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Even the flatbreads, people is like, that used to be on the menu. I'm like, oh, well, you can still make it. It's not like we don't have the ingredients. We still got them.
That's cool. But, you know, that you get some places that's like, nope, can't do it.
Oh, no.
All right, but you know, that's kind of the family attitude.
Well, you know, we're a franchise, but we have a little bit of flexibility, so
that's good.
We can add little specials there. We make the chefs get a little crazy sometimes, and there's some pizzas on there that I've never made, but they've made it for customers, and you know, it's each their own.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea. I mean, you know, pizzas that type of you can. Put just about anything on it.
And people do.
Oh, I've seen some stuff that just can't do it.
No.
But okay, you do it. You do it.
We also have gluten-free. If anybody needs
that's important.
Pizza.
Gluten-free pizza.
Can't guarantee 100% gluten-free, but it's a gluten-free crust.
Okay.
So we are gluten-free, gluten environment.
Yeah, it is kind of tough. And you know, for those of you that cannot have any at all, I would, you know, be careful about that. Because as Steven just said, you know, sometimes it might not stay. So be 100%. But again, they've got a great selection. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And what's going on tonight? Anything special?
It's Friday night. Tonight's just our Friday night craziness.
It's just
a busy night.
It's no music by any chance?
Not tonight. We do music on Thursday night. Original music. It's supposed to be original, but it's original music. And then. On Saturday night, we do team trivia at 8 o'clock. That's a lot of fun. It's a big crowd. And then on Tuesday night, we do team trivia also. A little smaller crowd, but it's a it's a lot of fun, a lot of competition there.
All right. Well, so tomorrow night, tonight just go there, get some pizza, have some of those craft beers. Tomorrow night, go there and have some pizza and get some of those craft beers and have trivia.
Yeah.
So
you win some house cash.
Oh, house cash. Yeah. Oh,
$30 for first place. That'll
oh, dang.
Buy a lot of pizza.
Jeez, I might go get me a like encyclopedia. And they still have those? And
the thrift shops.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been kind of because, you know, I'm facing you, though you can't see this on the radio, but I can be on. You see these two pizzas sitting over there calling my name. So with that said, Steven, it's been great. So I'm going to shut up and eat.